The present service is every half hour, and it's really good. And it's the new service starts at 7:26 in the morning. There was an earlier bus with the original bus timetable, which enabled people maybe working in Kilmarnock, Glasgow, to get in time to Kilmarnock, get either their bus or go to the train station. That's going to be affected. Also, young mothers getting their kids to school, they use that bus. You've got home helps, they use the bus because they're only getting an allocated amount of time. They either go and get their client's pension or the seat of their client. So this is going to affect that as well. We have elderly neighbours that, you know, they're trying to keep themselves on the go. And what they tend to do is get that bus in, go down the train and get their own pension, or get that bus or go a wee run into the retail park just for something to do, for something to keep them mobile. But the big worry was for me, we've got a lot of vulnerable people here. I mean, as I say, we've got the partially sighted people, folk in the buses with their Zimmers, God bless them, but they're all trying to keep their independence, and I feel this is getting taken away. They're cutting the number two service altogether. What they are now offering is a number one service, which will come from Kilmarnock Bus Station. It won't go round Hurlford. It will go straight up to New Mills, round New Mills, come back down round the top of the town, then go back down to the cross and straight into Kilmarnock. So they're making it utterly impossible for people to maintain their independence. There was actually no one knew this was happening. No one at all. It was only last week. And half of the people around here don't know that this service is going to be stopped. Because I've spoken to a few of them this morning and said, look, what we're trying to do is get a bit of support to get either a small hopper bus and something laid on. I never knew that was happening. Oh, that's not happy. What happens if we need to go to your doctor's? I've got hospital appointments. I'm saying, yeah, I know. And I've got to sign on. If I sign on and I'm 2 minutes late, I don't get my money. And I'm thinking, this has got a big effect. They don't really realise how much of an impact it's going to be. And this is to take place on the 5th of March. I mean, they haven't given folk a lot of time to try and do something about it. As I say, I've phoned their head office, I've phoned every stagecoach I can think about, and nobody's willing to meet up or send a representative to even talk to us. They just don't seem interested.